Thank you for joining us for our daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hi, this is John Riley with today's daily devotional. It's called Hiding Behind Defensive Anger. Anger is a weird thing in humans. Occasionally, it's righteous. See Jesus turning over the money changers' tables in the temple grounds, Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 through 13. But anger guided and controlled by truth is rare. Anger itself isn't bad. It's a God-given emotion and one that God himself knows and he feels. Quote, they abandoned the temple of the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and worshiped Asherah poles and idols. Because of their guilt, God's anger came on Judah and Jerusalem. 2 Chronicles 24:18. Anger is a normal response to pain. If a person gets hit, first they feel hurt, then anger springs. But anger can spring as a response to many things. The sound of someone chewing loudly or dragging their flip-flops as they walk. Careless people leaving the lights on or the toilet seat up or being too lazy to clean up their mess. Drivers cutting in front or distracted by their phone or going too slow. All human emotions give clues to help people know what's going on inside of them, but sometimes the humans are not good at reading the clues. This can be especially true and harmful with anger. Anger can be a weapon people employ in an attempt to protect themselves. Once, a student in eighth grade and his friend were intentionally trying to throw basketballs across the gym to hit one of my older, she was in her 70s, Wednesday night leaders on the head. I didn't see it the first week, but she told me that basketballs were flying at her while she was in the gym. I told her to stay away from the hoops because students tried to make half-court shots and they can bounce a long way. But the next week, I saw one of the boys intentionally hook shot a throw towards her when she was in the corner of the gym, nowhere close to the basket. It landed right on her poor head. I was instantly filled with anger at this boy for his foolishness and disregard, and I confronted him about it and had him step outside. Rather than confess or apologize, he got angry at me, claiming I falsely accused him. He used anger to try and hide from accountability. Like cornered animals, people lash out with anger when defensive. This is how the Pharisees responded to Jesus turning over the tables at the temple. They were indignant, verse 15. They were mad, anger attempting to cover up guilt. Jesus warned that anger with the folks we are close to can be a problem. Quote, but I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. End quote, Matthew chapter 5, verse 22. He doesn't say guilty, but subject to, because it could, and probably is, a sign that something is wrong with you and not them. So the question, what does your anger reveal about you? Thank you for taking some time to pause and consider. This is John Riley, the Junior High Pastor at Emmanuel Faith, your partner in ministry.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.